Okay, right now today we're going to learn Sota Daf Chaf Tes Amud Aleph. We are holding on the top of Daf Chaf Tes Amud Aleph already, where the Gemara is asking. We just got through saying that according to Rabbi Akiva and according to Rabbi Yishmael, a Sota is Asr to her husband, Asr to the Boel, Asr to eat Truma, and Asr to marry a Kohen. Question is, how do we know that she's Asr to marry a Kohen? Rabbi Akiva says, I learn it directly from a Pasuk, and Rabbi Yishmael learns it from a Kal Vachomer. Rabbi Yishmael holds that there are three limudim to be made from the Pasuk. How do I know that the Pasuk is teaching me that she's not allowed to eat Truma, ukuna asi b'kal v'chomer, and the Yisr for her to marry a Kohen is derived from a Kal Vachomer? I need the Pasuk to tell me the Yisr Kuhuna and Achilles Truma is in fact mutter. So Amalach, Rabbi Shmuel would tell you, Mistavra Dumya de Balu Boel. It's most Mistavra that if we have three drushos to make from the Pasuk, and there's no doubt that the first two are about the Yisr Lebal and the Yisr Leboel, the third one should be the one that is most similar to the first two. Ma Balu Boel Mechayim, just like the Baal and the Boel, she becomes Asr to them when they're still alive, till she drinks the Mei Sota, and for the Boel forever, as long as she's Asr to the Boel, even if she gets divorced from her husband. So it's Mistaver that the third Pasuk is going to Asr something that applies while the husband is alive. Af Truma Nami Mechayim. Truma is also something that's going to be Asr when the husband is still alive. La Fuke Kuhuna de la Chamisa, as opposed to the Yisr Kuhuna, which only answers La Achamisa. So you can't compare it to the Yisr of the Baal and the Boel. So since it's Mistavar that the Pasuk is telling us the Yisr of a Sota having Truma, therefore it leaves available to derive from a Kal V'chomer the Yisr of a Sota L'Kuhuna. Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva, who darshens the extra Vav to Asr L'Kuhuna, why does he need two Limudim of Kuhuna and Truma? Why doesn't he just say, have one Limud to tell me about the Yisr Truma, and I learned the Yisr Lekuna from a Kal V'chomer from there. So it says, Dumya de Baalu Boel Lesley. He doesn't hold that we have such a rule in drushos, that if you have three drushos, the third one has to be similar to the first two. V'inami Yisle, and even if he held such a rule in making drushos, Milsa Dasi b'Kal V'chomer, Tarech v'Kasav Lekra. A very interesting yisod that the Gemara has in a number of places, that sometimes, even if we're able to make a Kal V'chomer, the puzzle goes ahead and spells it out anyway. Sometimes we say Lamali Kra Svarahu. Why do I need a pasuk? It's a svara, right? Sometimes we say the pasuk is unnecessary because we have a kal v'chomer. And other places we say Milsadasi be kal v'chomer Taruch v'kasav l'akra, that the pasuk will say it even though I could have derived it from a kal v'chomer. So Tosfos, I think, writes in Maseches Shavuos that it really depends how good of a svara the svara is. If it's a super strong svara, so we'll say lamali kras svara. What do I need a pasuk for? It's a svara. But if it's not a super strong svara, there could be some holes that one pokes in the svara, then we would say that milsadasi b'kal v'chomer taraf v'kasav l'kra, that even though the kal v'chomer is a svara, the pasuk will spell it out anyway. So now the Gemara is going to go on to the end of the braisa, where we said that a safik tuma is b'rishus hayachid tame is only by something that's yesh b'das li sha'el. So Amar Rav Gita l'marav, davar sheyesh b'das li sha'el, in bodas li shal may high kranafka, is the idea that davar sheyesh bodas li shal and a davar shein bodas li shal, is it really may high kranafka? It's really derived from the following pasuk. The pasuk talks about carbon shlamim and how the meat of the carbon shlam gets eaten by the owner. The basar shayiga bekol tame lo yeyachel, any meat of the carbon shlam that's tame cannot be eaten. And we darshan shayiga bekol tame vaday tame hu de lo yeyachel hasafek tame v'safek tahar. It's only if the basar shlam becomes definitely tame that you're not allowed to eat it. But if it's safek tame or safek tahar, yeyachel, then you're allowed to eat it. So ema seifa, but then the seifa of the pasuk goes on to say v'abasar kol tar yochel basar, that if it's tar, then you're allowed to eat the basar shlamim. Sounds like only if it's vaday tar with yochel basar, a suffik tami suffik tar lo yochel. Sounds like if it's a suffik, you're not allowed to eat it. So isn't this a stira in the mashmaus of the pasuk? Elav Shmamina. Must be there's a distinction between the first half of the pasuk and the second half. Again, the first half of the pasuk implies that the only time there's an Isser of Tumah by Karbanos is when it's Vaday Tameh, but Safek Tameh, there's no Isser. Second half of the pasuk implies the only time there's no Isser is if it's Vaday Tar, but Safek Tar, there is an Isser. So it must be they're talking about two situations. Kan Sheyesh Bodas Lishoel, Kan Sheein Bodas Lishoel. When it talks about the Tumah of the person, where we're Machmir Misafek, it's because a person is Yesh Bodas Lishoel. When it talks about the Tumah of the Basar, where we're Makel Misafek, that's because Basar is Ein Bodas Lishoel. And we're always Makel on a Safek Tumah by something that's Ein Bodas Lishoel. So essentially, we have two separate Limudim, one in the Brisa and one from Rav, to tell me this distinction of Ein Bodas Lishoel and Yesh Bodas Lishoel. One of the Limudim is from Sota, and the other Limud is from the Din Tumah by a Karban Shlamim. So let's make that a main point. The Gemara points out two limudim for the rule that Davar She'ein Bodas Lishael is always going to be Sveiko Tahar, and Davar She'esh Bodas Lishael is going to be Safik Tumah Rosh Hashiach Tameh. One from Sota and one from Karban Shlam. V'isrich Rav Gidel Amarav. And we need the drash of Rav Gidel Amarav to tell me this from Sota. V'isrich Lamigmar. And from Karban Shlam. V'isrich Lamigmar Misota. And we also need it from Sota. D'imi the Rav. If we only were to learn from Rav Gidel Amarav, Hava Amina Beim Rishos Yachid Beim Rishos Rabim. I would have assumed it doesn't make a difference where you are, whether you're in a Rishos Yachid Rishos Rabim, because nothing in the parsha of Karban Shlam indicates that there would be any difference between Rishos Yachid. So that's why we have to learn from Sota that where there's certainly a difference between Rosh Hashiach and Rosh Hashram and Imi Sota, and if we only had Sota, Havamina Adiika Das Nogeya Umagia, I would think by Sota, both the mitame and the mitame have to be yesh bodas lishael, because by sota the man and the woman, both the one who's being mitame and the one who's becoming tame, so to speak, are yesh bodas lishael. But by so I would assume the rule of yesh bodas lishael would require that both parties have yesh bodas lishael. So tzricha, that's why I need the other drasha by Karban Shlamim. So the reason we need both drashos is to teach that there's a distinction that the parsha of Sota teaches that there's a distinction between Rosh Hashiach and Rosh Hashram, and the Karban Shlamim parsha teaches us that Yesh Bodas Lishal is only needs the thing that became Tameh to have Yesh Bodas Lishal, or one thing to have Yesh Bodas Lishal, whether it's the thing that became Tameh or the thing in the vicinity of that which became Tameh. Okay, so now a couple of background points to the next little sugya. A sheretz is an avatuma, it's able to therefore be Metameh, Adam and Kalim and food and drink, and a kli that becomes Tameh from a sheretz is called a Rishal Natuma, because it always goes down one level. So a Rishal Natuma is a tolda of tuma because it got the tuma from somewhere else, and a rishal and tuma is not able to be metame adam and kelim, only ochlim umashkim. So if there are ochlim umashkim in a kli that became a rishal and tuma, they become tame from the kli and they become a sheni l'tuma. And okay, so that's one. Second thing, ochlim umashkim that become a sheni l'tuma are not metame other ochlum mashkim according to Riochim and Zakai, because a sheni cannot make a shlishi by chulin. But if it touches truma, the truma becomes pasal achila, because a truma can become a shlishi l'tuma. If that touches basar kachim, that shlishi l'tuma truma touches basar kachim, so that will pasal the basar kachim, will be a revi'i l'tuma. But according to Rabbi Akiva, ochlum mashkim that are a sheni l'tuma are metame mashkim and other mashkim and ochlim, and they make a shlishi l'tuma even bechulin. So this is a very important point. Even though we're used to the rule that the only thing that can become a shlishi l'tuma is truma, that's a machlokes. And Rabbi Kiva actually holds that even chulin can become a shlishi l'tuma. A third important rule, a klicheres is fundamentally different from other kelim when it comes to tuma and tara. If you touch tuma to the outside wall of a klicheres, it does not become tame. But it also has a chumra, that if tuma dangles in the airspace of a kli charis, even if it never physically touches it, it will be metame everything, the kli charis and everything in it. So bo b'yom darash Rabbi Akiva, we said on the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was appointed as nasi, Rabbi Akiva darshan v'chol kli charis. He darshaned the pasuk as if it says yitame instead of yitma. Which sounds like whatever is in the kli charis when tuma dangles in its airspace not only becomes tame but has the ability to be metame other things, even chulin, meaning it has the ability to make things a shlishi l'tuma. So Rabbi Yeshua says, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai would say that even the gabe truma, the Torah never tells us that you can have a shlishi l'tuma, and therefore future generations are going to think there's no such thing as a shlishi l'tuma even for truma. But look, Rabbi Akiva found a source in the Torah to tell me that even chulin can become a shlishi l'tuma. So it was very exciting that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai knew that the rule is that only Truma can become a Shlishi L'tuma, and he was concerned people are going to deny it, and they're going to say there's no such thing as a Shlishi L'tuma. Comes Rabbi Akiva, and he shows in the Pasuk that even by Chulin you can have such a thing as a Shlishi L'tuma. So the Gemara asks in Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who thinks that future generations are going to be Matar, a Shlishi B'Truma, because there's no Pasuk that tells me Shlishi L'tuma. U'me'achra de'ein lo l'matame. What do you mean? What did Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai mean? There's no Pasuk, but it's true. Well, what makes it true if there's no pasuk? So I'm reading Rav min haTorah ein lo midin kal v'chomer yesh lo. It's not explicit in the pasuk, but we could derive it from a kal v'chomer as follows: umat v'l yom shemutur b'chulin. If a t'vul yom is allowed to eat chulin, because the pasuk tells us that from the moment he's rochitz as pesaro b'mayim, from the moment he goes to the mikvah, he becomes tahar for meiser and for chulin. And yet posel b'truma midor raisa. A tvul yom, a guy who went to the mikvah but has to wait for Harav Shemesh, has to wait for nightfall, is not allowed to eat truma. Kikar, so a loaf of bread that touched a rishon l'tuma, kikar sheni, a sheni l'tuma, shepasul b'chulin, which is considered tame even by chulin. Even chulin can become a sheni. Eino din sheyas a shlishi b'truma, all the more so should be able to make truma into a shlishi. Says Gemara, well, that's not a good limud. Ikal mifrach mal tvul yom shekin av hatuma. No, a tvul yom has a more serious level of tuma. It's an av hatuma, and therefore he passels a truma. He passels truma by touching it, as opposed to a kikar sheni that whose tuma comes from a rishon l'tuma. It could be that it doesn't passel truma. So Gemara says, Tesi, we can learn the kal v'chomer mitvul yom desheret, from a person or a kli that went to the mikveh to be metayer from tumas maga of a sheret, which was never an avatuma, was only a rishon l'tuma, and nevertheless can still passel truma by touching it before nightfall. So that's where the kal v'chomer is really derived, to tell me that a kikar sheni passels chulin, that a kikar sheni, which is passel b'chulin, should have the ability to passel truma, should have the ability to affect truma. So says the Gemara, well, madzvul yom de sheretz. Shekein b'mino avatuma. Still, it's not a good kal v'chomer, because granted, a tvul yom de sheretz was not an actual avatuma, but it's yesh b'mino avatuma. The notion of tvul yom applies to an avatuma. So, says the Gemara, klicheres yochiach. A klicheres should prove you wrong. Why? Because even that which does not have b'mino avatuma passels truma, because a klicheres cannot become an avatuma. Yet it's metame ochlin mashkim of chulin and truma that comes into it, and certainly would pasul truma. So there's no. So you see that the reason that of yesh b'mino avatuma is not what causes the psul of truma, because klicheres is ein b'mino avatuma and still is able to cause the psul of truma. So the same could be said, therefore, of a kikar sheni, of a loaf of bread that's a sheni l'tuma, that it has the ability to pasul truma, even though it can't be an avatuma. Says Marvel Mal klicheres came tami me'aviro. Yeah, but a klicheres has its own chumma, that it could become tami just from its airspace. Well, tvul yom yochiach. Tvul yom doesn't have that chumra that it can become tame from its airspace, and nevertheless, it still has the ability to passel truma. So v'chazer adin, we now make a The chumra of tvul yom, which is that yesh b'mino avatuma, is not the same chumra as the chumra of klicheres, which is that it's metame me'aviro. The chumra of klicheres is not the same as the chumra of tvul yom. Hatzad hashavish ben. But what do tvul yom and klicheres have in common? Shemutarin bechulin, that when they become tame, they're mutter bechulin. Upalsim betruma, and they're still going to passel truma. That a tvul yom and klicheres are called tamei, and to the extent that they're able to passel truma. So kolshken kikar sheni sheposel bechulin the posel betruma. So for sure a kikar sheni, which would be a psul by chulin, all the more so should be a psul by truma. So main point over here is that we derive the idea of truma becoming a shlishi from a kal v'chomer. And the kal v'chomer is like this. Kal v'chomer is like this. That klicheres and a tvul yom are both perfectly fine for chulin and yet pasul truma. So a sheni l'tuma, which is not okay for chulin, should for sure have the ability to pasul truma. Okay, we're well into the page already on Amud Beis. We're going to stop there. And Bez Hashem, next time, we'll finish up Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis.